From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. Ipswich Wison was again at the forefront of providing safety communications for the Brisbane Trail Marathon and Half Marathon held on May 1st. A new start-finish location at Onoggera Reservoir had all volunteers up well before dawn and in place for a 6 a.m. start. The usual course was changed owing to previous flood damage, but remained the same challenging terrain for runners covering either 42.2 kilometres or 24.7 kilometres. Wison established a base station and 6 radio checkpoints to provide valuable safety communications and runner checking through the various checkpoints for the event. Wison coordinator Robert, VK4KHW, would like to thank all those who took part and gave up their Sunday morning. The next event for Wison to support is the Guzzler Ultra Marathon, to be held over the weekend of July 23 and 24. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4, Hotel India Tango.
Across Australia, from VK1WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. This week has been like the film Groundhog Day, in that the weather has been a constant reminder of events earlier in the year that resulted in severe flooding. Already parts of North Queensland have been deluged, and sadly people have died as a direct result of the severe wet. The seaboard and interior are both sharing the pain and pleasure of copious amounts of water and rain gauges, and whilst the inland communities can celebrate, there are many in the coastal areas of the state that fear a repetition, and the memories of loss are on constant replay. I remember how, as more material was uploaded to the internet, how people would justify their opinions by telling it that it must be correct as they had read it on the internet. Although computing had been developing for over 30 years, the average home computer user really had not adopted the axiom that went with the technology: garbage in, garbage out. Now, this was meant as a reminder to programmers and data input operators that undetected errors would produce spurious results. But when the internet gave the mass users literally libraries of information, there the opportunity for the unpublished to put their ideas onto a hard drive for others to access. There were the honest people who sought to provide true information to base discussions on. There were the humorists that wanted a good leg pull, and there were inevitably the foolish who concocted ideas that argued for the sake of being offensive and obnoxious. Well, that is how it seemed to many critics. These days, people no longer first go to the bookcase for factual information, but are more likely to log on and look up a wiki, if not the fount of modern knowledge, Wikipedia. These electronic libraries are as good as the editors who sustain the material, and if you have found a mistake in a wiki entry, you would not be alone. This brings me to the magnificence of the online video archives such as YouTube. So compendious are the subjects that people have decided to place on video and lodge for viewing that the ordinary person there is probably no subject that you can't find at least several minutes of video to inform you. During the past week, I've been researching amateur radio-related topics, and it became obvious from viewing a few clips on the same subject that some of the authors had failed in the very basis of research. A piece of gear which is available for purchase as a fork in the development of a project was supplied without paperwork. Now, we amateurs usually follow the practice of, if all else fails, read the manual. Note how I said this gear was a fork in a development. Vendors all seem to include a lengthy excerpt from the files on GitHub, which includes a link to the online material. When people produce a video and knock the product because they haven't checked the instructions, who do you think needs a kick in the pants? What we have is tremendous, but the caution still needs to be exercised by the end user. It's like the old legal warning of caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.